From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump today held his first news conference since winning the presidential election last November. Trump released his plan to separate himself from his business empire so as to avoid a conflict of interest once in office. He said he will create a trust in which two of his sons, along with another executive, will run his business interests after his January 20th inauguration. Trump acknowledged that Russia meddled in the November election, but said if Russian President Vladimir Putin likes him, he considers that an asset, not a liability. Trump said he will be tougher in dealing with a Russian leader than his opponent Hillary Clinton would have been, and he had this to say about charges of Russian hacking.
Within 90 days, we will be coming up with a major report on hacking defense. How do we stop this new phenomena, fairly new phenomena? Because the United States is hacked by everybody. That includes Russia and China and everybody.
The president-elect denounced as false media reports about a dossier said to support allegations that Russia compiled tawdry personal information about him and that his campaign officials colluded with Russian intelligence. The United Arab Emirates has confirmed the killing of five of its diplomats in a bomb attack Tuesday in the Afghan city of Kandahar. That blast killed a total of at least 11 people and wounded 16. Gambia's outgoing president has issued a warning to foreign leaders not to interfere with his country's electoral process. The comment comes as several African presidents are scheduled to meet with Yahya Jammeh on Thursday. This is VOA News.